Today we're going to talk about the Isser of walking in front of somebody who's davening. Sometimes it's after Shemon Esrei and you have to go somewhere, but there are other people that are still davening Shemon Esrei. Sometimes there's people that are still davening Shemon Esrei are standing right by the door, and we know that there's a prohibition to walk in front of someone who's davening. So where does this prohibition come from? It's a Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says Rav Ikla LeBeginayva V'Tzali Shal Shabbos Perav Shabbos V'Matzli Rabbi Yirmiyah Baraba LaAchorei De Rav. That Rav was davening Shal Shabbos Perav of Shabbos, he was making Shabbos early, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabba was standing, was davening behind him. The same Rav v'lo paskil etzlusid Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rav finished, and he didn't want to interrupt the tefillah of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So says the Gemara, Shmamina tfas. Shmamina mispalal adam shal Shabbos barav Shabbos. Number one, we see you could daven Friday night Mariv early. Shmamina mispalal Talmud achor Rabba. We also see Talmud could daven in behind his Rebbe. Ushmamina asru lavor kenegel mispalal. And we also see that you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. And the Gemara says, "Misayel el Rabbi Shua ben Levi, dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi." Asr lavar kenegadam spalin. This is in fact where Rabbi Shobin Levi says that you're not allowed to go in front of someone who's davening. So the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi used to do it. They used to always walk in front of people who were davening. So the Gemara says, no, they only walked chutzla arba amos. Outside of arba amos, you're allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening, but within arba amos, you're not allowed to walk in front of someone who is davening. That is the Gemara. Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Also, laver connected a mispalim betoch dalit amos. Shulchan Aruch says you cannot walk within four amos of a person who's davening vidafka lefneim. That's only in front of them. Avol bitzidei mutter laver v'lamud. But on the sides, you can walk past them on the sides, or you can stand there next to them. You just can't walk or stand in front of them within dalit amos. Obviously, if you're davening within dalit amos of them, you could stay there, but you can't walk backwards. You can't walk past them in front of them within dalit amos. Now, why? Why is this halal? True. What is the reason for this halacha? And there will be many nafkaminas in terms of what the reason is. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Beis of Katan Tezvav quotes two reasons. One from the Maamar Mordechai, the pasha reason that we probably normally assume, which is that you're going to ruin the guy's kavana if you walk right past him. And the second reason he quotes from the Chayi Adam. The Chayi Adam says that you're going to be mafsik between him and the Shechina. Here he is talking to God, and you walk right in between him and God. And in some way, that's a problem to be mafsik between him and the Shechina. The main nafkamina, whether it's ruining his kavana or being mafsik between him and the Shechina. So one is, if a guy has a talus over his eyes, or he's blind, or his eyes are closed, so you're not going to ruin his kavanah because he doesn't even know that you're there. But being mafsik between him and the Shechina seems to be a problem. The Bir Halacha over there in Siman Kuf Beis says that it's asur even if the guy's eyes are closed. Rav Sturmbach in Chelek Aleph, Siman Ayin Hay, in Shuvas Van Hagos, quotes that some allow it. That some allow it if the guy has a talus over his eyes because you're not actually being disruptive. So again, Lechora, it's tali in that Chakira. It's tali in what the din is. Is it a din in Kavana or a din of being mafsik between him and the Shechina? Another nafkamina might be, if the guy is standing in an area that people always walk by. He's standing right in front of the door. People always walk by there. So Rav Shurmach says, if it's only because of Kavana, well, you don't have to be achrayi for his lack of kavana when he was the moron who decided to stand right in front of the door and daven along Shmona Esrei when everyone's going to be walking by. He's the one that sacrificed his own kavana. You don't have to be achrayi for that. But if it's about being mafsik with the Shechina, so then maybe you shouldn't be mafsik with the Shechina. Maybe it's bizarre to the Shechina a little bit. To be mafsik with the Shechina when someone is talking, when someone's standing in front of the Shechina. Rav Shurmach argues, though, you know, that maybe you could say either way, you're still not allowed to go. Even if the guy is doing something wrong, which he definitely is, by standing in front of a place where people walk a lot and davening along Shmon Esrei, it's definitely the wrong thing to do, but maybe that doesn't change the fact that it's usher for you to walk in front of him. I remember when I was in YU, there was a friend of mine who's now a Rav in a fairly large community, used to daven a very long mincha in the Beis Medrash, and he davened, the Beis Medrash mincha was long as it was, but he davened even longer, and he stood mamish like right in the middle of the Beis Medrash, and he was shaking and davening and davening, and after mincha, Rav Goldwich was standing there, and he wanted to leave, and like the only path out was right in front of this guy, so he stood there for like 5 minutes, and I remember he waited patiently till the guy finished. Guy finished davening, went over, and he gave the guy a schmooze. He said, well, you want to daven, you want to be so frum, go in the back and be frum. What are you being frum over here for? This isn't that, I mean, he didn't say quite like that. Somehow, Rav Goldwich, no matter what he says, it sounds sweet. But, you know, he made that point to the fellow that that's not an appropriate thing to do. What about taking steps back? After you finish your Shmon Esrei, the guy behind you is davening. So it could be an uncomfortable situation, because you're like getting impatient, and the guy's going on forever, and like you don't even know what to do by Kedusha, like you're not even sure what the halachos are, so you want to just like finish, you want to take your steps back. So Shulchan Aruch says, Im hishlim tfilaso vaya adam achar mispal acharav, you're not allowed to take the steps back until the guy finishes his tefillah. If you do, it's as if you're walking in front of him. And he says, you have to be careful about this, even if you got there first. As long as that guy is davening, you can't take the steps back, Shulchan Aruch says. Some of the Achronim suggest maybe it's Tali in this same Chakira. It's us, even if you're there first, he's taking too long, but maybe the Prima Gadim is quoted as saying, I didn't see it inside, but in Eshel Avram, Sivkat and Zion, apparently Prima Gadim says that maybe it's Mutter because your steps back are also Litzorech the Shechina. So if it's a Din Shechina, so it's Litzorech the Shechina that you're like excusing yourself from the Shechina. So maybe that's okay, that would be okay, but if it's a Din in the other guy's Kavana, so you are ruining his Kavana. Now if you're going to be a distraction to him by standing there, and the guy's going to be thinking in his mind, oh man, that guy finished, and now he's waiting for me, so then maybe it's better to take the steps off to the side, just to that the guy should have that peace of mind, that he shouldn't have to worry about your Shemoneh Esrei, because that he's annoying you. Now, what if two guys behind you is still saying Shemoneh Esrei? So the guy behind you didn't take his steps back, because the guy two guys behind you, so there's no domino effect. You're allowed to take your steps back if the guy two guys behind you is davening Shemoneh Esrei, as long as the guy that's standing right behind you is not davening right now. L'chora, that's also nafkamina in those two dinim. If it's a din shechina, he's still omid l'fnei shechina, even though he's not davening right now. But kavana, he doesn't need kavana when he's not saying anything. Another nafkamina might be if he paused, the same nafkamina as we just said, if he paused for Shemoneh Esrei, he paused this one esrei for kedusha or something, so he's not saying anything right now. But if it's an issue of shechina, he's still lomid lefnei shechina. The suggestion is made by Tefillah Kilchus, quotes from a Tshuvas Mayim, Simen Aleph. I never heard of the Tshuvas Sefer, but that maybe nowadays people aren't makbid about this because nobody has real kavana nowadays anyway, and therefore it's okay. But again, that would only help for the kavana issue. But what about the shechina? First of all, it's a very sad thing to say that nobody has kavana. You're not ruining anybody's kavana when you walk right in front of them and davening Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know if we have so little kavana. I think we have some level of kavana. But anyway, with the shechina issue, it wouldn't help anyway. Which tefilos is a person davening that you're not allowed to walk in front of him? So obviously Shemoneh Esrei. Bir Alacha writes, even during Shema, you shouldn't walk in front of someone. Birka Yosef suggests that maybe even during Kaddish, the Kafachayim says you should never, if the guy's a Shliach Tzibur, you should never walk in front of him throughout the entire davening. If the guy finished, but he didn't say Yul Ratzon yet, so Marsham is Mekel Mishum Bruz Machmir. Now, what about walking in front of children? Tefillah Kilchus quotes an interesting machlokas. I don't know what the svara for the machlokas is. He doesn't go into it, but the Tefillah Kilchus quotes that the Eshel Avram Mibachach, Rav Avram David Mibachach, holds that it's mutter to walk in front of children who are davening. Chaznish holds it's aser, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that if the kid is 9 years old or older, it's aser. Before that, it's mutter. I don't know what the svara is. Maybe it's that the children at a young age, certainly Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, from the age of 9, he at least knows what it means to have kavana, so it could be that you're going to be mafriya his kavana, but before the age of 9, he's just learning to say the words, but he doesn't really know how to have kavana in davening. Maybe he has such a shikla das that maybe that's what it's based on. I'm not 100% sure what it's based on. Are there any exceptions to this rule? So the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, Simon Vav, says that if you're needed to be a tenth man and another minion, but you're locked into this room because this guy is standing there davening Shemoneh Esrei, that you're allowed to go walk in front of him in order to be a tenth man, because the Tzorech Rabim beats out the Tzorech Yachid of this individual. But if you just need to catch a minion, there are plenty of people at the other minion, but you're trying to catch that minion for your own Tzorech of catching a minion, you're not allowed to walk in front of this guy and ruin his davening. Rav Sternbach says if a Kohen needs to duchen, also he's allowed to go in front of someone in order to do Birchas Kohanim, because that's also Tzorech Rabim, to get the bracha from this Kohen, from all the Kohanim. Rav Liashev writes, in order to get to your Makom Kavua, let's say this guy's blocking off your Makom, you're not allowed to walk in front of him, because again, that's Tzorech Yachid, that's your own personal Tzorech. Your tzorech doesn't take precedence. I think Rosh Shnurbach talks about, or someone talks about, maybe the Tefillah Kilchusa talks about if you really need to go to the bathroom and it's mamish at a matzav of Bal Teshaktsu, where it's becoming a possible violation of Bal Teshaktsu, so maybe that's a greater violation than walking in front of the guy, and therefore maybe you should be allowed to go if it's holding at Bal Teshaktsu already. The Mishnah Berurah quotes machlokas, can you step step in front of him, but not directly in front, off to the sides in front of him, like at an angle. So Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokas, completely to the side, Shulchan Aruch says is okay, like we saw before. The Zohar, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that even completely to the side is Aser. But let's assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Mutter completely to the side. Off at an angle, the Magen Avraham says it's Aser, but the Eliyahu Rabbah says Mutter, and it seems that the Rov Achronim assume that it's Mutter. It's only walking directly in front that there is an Iser. There is some attempt by Poskim to try to justify why people don't observe this halacha as well as they should, but most of the Poskim say that that there's no real justification, and if someone's davening, you shouldn't walk in front of them within Dalet Amos.